I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are plenty of people like that right now.
Listen.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, September 18th, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic? We could go on and on, but let's start with, you know, with the Breitbart intro there, the hating Breitbart intro. How many people remember Andrew Breitbart? We should all remember him, I think. Because he was really on a mission. That's why he wrote the book, you know, Righteous Indignation, Excuse Me While I Save the World. He told us about the cultural Marxist bent, which is particularly leftist in orientation, people generally think. But what about the other side of that? There's an interesting concept if you think about it. The way electricity works is by resistance. And that concept you can sort of think of and apply to society and movements. That's why in a sort of esoteric fashion, occult, old school bad guys, alchemists, chaos magicians all want the dialectical conflict. That's what that's about. What it's really about is, you know, the resistance, that tension is necessary for motion. If you don't have that tension, then, you know, it's kind of like water or just free-floating energy or people just wandering around living their lives of their own accord, their own volition. And so you need that resistance, that tension to direct people in whatever direction or current or path you want, similar to electricity. So What is the counter to the hating Breitbart intro and the cultural Marxist bent? Is there such a thing as what Adam Kinzinger calls the Christian Taliban? And I think that's, you know, if you understand the history of the Taliban, you understand Operation Cyclone, which I revisited recently, last week. You know, if you understand all of that history, then it's entirely plausible, you know, and all of the things that go along with that from Operation Cyclone and really long before that, but, you know, from Operation Cyclone, which created the Afghan Mujahideen, which became the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Nusra Front, etc., etc. it's entirely plausible to think, you know, the same forces that have created these kinds of proxies can do the same here. After all, Ralph McGahey, who was a 25-year CIA veteran, Career Intelligence Medal recipient, told us that. United States, the American people are the primary target audience of CIA black propaganda. So what is the other side of this? Well, I want to start today with a clip from the Magical Mystery Church YouTube channel. This one was published yesterday, and it's titled Politics and Religion, One and the Same? Question mark. Get on the Trump train or else. And there's another video. We should probably play that too. But the other one, I think, was the most other most. No, it's not the most recent. The other one that probably goes along with this is titled Clay Clark and the Reawakening is Externalization of the Hierarchy. And I've talked about that many times over the last couple of years in particular. So this morning, this Monday, September 18, 2023, we will begin the day and the week with some sacred cow tipping. So first, we'll start with the video that I mentioned previously, and we'll see kind of where that goes. And we'll go from there. So, again, up first this morning, the video titled Politics and Religion, One and the Same? Get on the Trump train or else. Isn't it interesting how it's a bifurcated struggle? And again, one thinks of Ezra Pound's famous remark, the technique of infamy is inventing two lies and getting you arguing heatedly over which one is true. At some point, we'll have to circle back around to, who was it? It was Vivek and Mayor Pete back in the day on CNN. Someone dug that up, and I think we're being gamed. We're being gamed. That's kind of why I have said recently, I mean, I announced Vivek's presidential bid right out of the gates. One of the things I'll say this. This is the last thing I'll say, and then we'll get to the clip, because we got to get to it. It's kind of an extended clip. I think it's interesting that there's a lot going on these days. There are conferences and things and, you know, stuff everywhere. People are doing stuff, and there's a lot of cross-pollination. I don't get invited anywhere. Brian and Jenna call people, or they call in and they say, you know, such and such wants to get the word out. And, you know, on a few occasions I've heard, you know, would you be interested in having so-and-so on? And I always say, sure. I mean, almost without exception, sure, that would be great. Let's do that. And how many times have we heard on air, you know, Brian say, well, that person declined the offer. Why do you suppose that is? I think that's a curious thing. So, be that as it may, we will continue on, and we will do what we will do here this Monday morning. So, again, without further ado, the first clip, Politics and Religion, One and the Same? Get on the Trump train or else. Can we at least get that started, please?
Okay, so I'm here on Right Wing Watch. That's where I got all these clips. I'm just letting you know that up front. Oh, and look, we've got Robin Bullock and Hank Kuhneman and Kat Kerr and Charlie Kirk and, oh, Jack Hibbs and I forget that guy's name and Kenneth Copeland's son-in-law. They have some really good clips of some of these whack jobs saying crazy stuff. However, the world is going to hate us, whether we are Bible-believing Christians who don't espouse these opinions that you're about to hear. But I'm just going to read what they say. Right Wing Watch is a project of People for the American Way that is dedicated to monitoring and reporting on the activities of right-wing political organizations in order to expose the agenda of the extreme right. We hope that by shedding light on the activities of right-wing organizations, we can expose the risks that their extreme and intolerant agendas present to our country. We do not endorse the views of groups that we report on. Every day, we strive to expose extremism and help the public, activists, and journalists understand the strategies and tactics of anti-democratic and increasingly aggressive and authoritarian far-right movements. The threat is growing, but our resources are not. Any size contribution, blah, blah, blah. I just want you to see this is the opinion, and it would still be a hateful opinion, even if we weren't a Dominionist or anything, even if we weren't politically active. But it's just, I think, good to know. I mean, I think most of us do know how the world views Christians, but these guys are not helping anything at all. They're a really, really bad witness.
The presidency is above the law. Don't let people convince you otherwise. All you can do to a sitting president is to get them out of that office. Because while they're in that office, they are shielded from all the criminal consequences that you and I are not shielded from.
A lot more different things when a prophetic word comes forth about a candidate, about someone that God is choosing. It's subject to a lot of things. People who say, for example, that the 2020 election, you know, they say, well, anybody who prophesied that Trump won, whether it be a prophet, an intercessor, a Christian, or just a guy on the street, you know, if you said that, you're wrong. Well, wait a minute. If you believe that the media has been telling us the truth all of this time, and you believe that a guy that was hiding out in his basement can't gather a crowd, he wasn't even around the crowds, could gather more than 80 million votes, well, you might want to re-examine your theology.
No matter what these people are doing, they are the ones who will be exposed. No matter what they're going to do, and no matter what they're going to try to do to your dad, it will not go the way they want it. It will not go the way they want it, because God's on his side, and he's called him his David. He said his anointed is appointed one. He's called him his David. He said his anointed is appointed one.
He's called him his David. He said his anointed is appointed one.
That's the blasphemy.
He said it more than once. He continually used to say it. I've had so many different prophetic words regarding your father. And the Lord, I've cried, because I knew the love that God has for him, the love that God has for your family, and I could just feel it. And it's like he's not going to forsake you, and he's not going to let this continue.
I swear allegiance to Donald Trump. Forget the Constitution. I swear allegiance to Donald Trump. I swear allegiance to America. And I swear allegiance to God and Jesus Christ. That's our pledge. That's our oath. Long live the president. Long live the rightful king of America. Not a Roman salute, but a regular salute. We salute you, our leader, our hero. God bless you. Pray for our president, our real president.
As we take back America, and I absolutely believe we're going to take back America, the way we do it is by starting at the local level and building out and then taking over the country as the result of taking county after county. There's 3,100 counties in America, and 3,000 of those should be conservative counties. Yeah. And the reason they aren't is because often we don't show up. Christians, conservatives don't show up. Christians could control America like this if they chose to do it.
There being Trumpism and excessive adulation of Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they miss that throughout history, quality leaders have lost their commission and or their lives.
And or their lives.
And or their lives.
By not recognizing who God is working through. And so this is supposed to speak to some people in the body of Christ, some leaders. And
okay, so if you don't recognize that God is working through Trump, you might lose your life. Here comes Joel's army.
And if you just go through, you know, Moses, how many times did he face either directly this challenge of who is this Moses or some virtual equivalent of that? His own sister gets too familiar, gets leprosy for challenging his leadership until he prays for her. You have the Korah rebellion.
Okay, so in this scenario, Trump is Moses, and anyone opposing him or questioning him is Korah's rebellion, in which they got the earth swallowed them up.
And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
There was like a big hole that opened up in the earth, and the whole family went down into the earth. That's what he's saying is going to happen to anybody that's questioning Trump.
That goes on. You have, the examples of, there's David, his own son, anointed, called, comes from David. He's from the tribe.
Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took three darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive.
Judah and all that kind of stuff. He just thinks he's the anointed one. And then you have some of David's loyal priests, loyal advisors, loyal leaders that have served him, that have been following the anointing for 40 years, but they don't understand David is the anointed man. And so they go against him and their commission. They literally lose their lives.
They literally lose their lives. They literally lose their lives.
Most of these guys.
Most of these guys.
In the process. So this is a word. That's why there's this last chance. This last chance.
This last chance.
And I'm going to get into that a little more, but I just want to say that again. This is the word. The Trump train is coming in and taking off. Get on board. That's the key part, is get on board. Last chance, last chance.
And literally leave my church this week because I mentioned Donald Trump in the pulpit. Mixing religion and politics. Let me tell you something. I hope I lose everybody if that's what they leave for, because God called me to stand up for America, to stand up for Donald Trump, and it'll be a cold day in the gates of hell before I ever shut up. Everybody can leave. I know my calling. I know the moment I'm living in. The problem with preachers, they're scared to death to mix politics with religion. You cannot separate politics from religion. They are one and the same. They are one and the same.
I'm reading an article from the Christian Exile, How the Early Church Approached Politics. In the early church, there was widespread agreement that it was inappropriate for Christians to seek political power. These early Christians believed that their separation from the state was an important part of following the example of Jesus. By early church, I mean the church prior to the year 313, the year Emperor Constantine ended the persecution of Christianity. When Christianity transitioned from a persecuted religion to a government-endorsed religion, this led to rapid change of perspective and practice on many issues. Why care what the early church did? The early Christians were fallible human beings. They wrote uninspired words. They were just as capable of error as men in any other generation. Although the early church's practices and teachings did correspond...
We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Thank you. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
An interesting situation. We are listening to the video titled Politics and Religion, One and the Same, Get on the Trump Train or Else. And there are all kinds of things that come to mind. Charisma is on the rise these days. And the Antichrist, I think, is very charismatic, according to the Book of Revelation. Everybody loves him, or maybe they just suffer from Stockholm Syndrome. That seems to be what we're hearing. And, you know, there is a very radical fundamentalist contingent that is building. You see it in organizations like a thing called the Patriot Church. What is a Patriot Church? Seems like that order is backwards, if there is such a thing. So, I don't understand how people are being led down this path, but I guess I kind of do. You know, we've talked a lot about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the strong delusion. Fred and I always used to remind us of that often. And before the 2016 election, I spent quite a bit of time harping on Hayek's Road to Serfdom, chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. Why? It's interesting to note the chapter is titled Why, not How, even though How is described. It's Why the Worst Get on Top, which I think is fully in view here. And so, you know, it's fascinating to see how, you know, the contrivance of sides right before our very eyes, and people can't see it. It reminds me of being in small groups at church 20 years ago, reading Matthew chapter 24. The disciples asked the question, it's kind of a three-part question, what will be the sign of your coming and of, you know, when will these things happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And he prefaces his response by saying, see to it that you be not deceived. Take heed. See to it that you be not deceived. And in those groups, listening to people say, amen, brother, ain't it great that it's not us? And today, most of the ranks of what Adam Kinzinger calls the Christian Taliban are filled by folks like that, those very folks. How do you know you're not deceived? And can't you see how it would be possible? Just think logically for a moment. Step outside of your post-truth comfort zone. Don't confuse me with the facts. Just give me a persuasive argument. Gosh darn it. Step outside of your post-truth comfort zone and consider the possibility that a cabal that could orchestrate and engineer the creation of the Mujahideen, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, etc., etc., and then consider along with that Brian Michael Jenkins' concept of terrorism as theater. Consider Dr. Afia Siddiqui, Pakistani woman, brilliant woman, invited to attend MIT on scholarship, who said in the Muslim communities, we were hearing that Muslims were being converted to Christianity at gunpoint by the United States military. Put all of that together. Is it not possible that, you know, red-blooded American people who think they're Christians could possibly be misled? How would you know? Most of our American, perhaps the ultimate sort of the crowning irony of this is that these are the same people, many of whom these days think that they understand our American history, even though it's predicated on a variety of embellishments, shall we say. It's a painful irony to watch. We will return to the clip, I think. And, you know, there are so many other things that come to mind. Broadcasting Network. Real news. Oh, we're heading into break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but
before the last break, I was going to say this reminds me of this whole scenario also calls or recalls to mind Ingersoll Lockwood's children's novels, you know, Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey, and perhaps most notably 1900 or The Last President. And, you know, we talked about some of that. It's interesting how these kinds of things happen. And, you know, based on where things are headed, maybe you can kind of sense what I mean by this. But it's interesting how the world didn't end after the first Trump presidency and everybody there were many people who suspected that he would be reelected, but, you know, fanning the flames of controversy over election hijacking, which has been happening from at least most of the 20th century, if not beyond. I think most notably of the 1968 presidential election when comedian Dick Gregory ran for president and received more votes in Pennsylvania than Joe Biden and Donald Trump combined this last election. Officially, that is. At one point, that was what the computers were reporting, which was a glitch that was fixed by morning and et cetera, et cetera. But that was an interesting moment. And we've seen others. I mean, several documentaries have been made over the last 20 years. That tell us, you know, the voting process is rigged. But I think a lot of that is in accordance with the Glasnost initiative that is alive and well here in America. The openness and transparency that will get us fed up with everything and clamoring to throw the baby out with the bathwater, which I think also is a part of what this Trump phenomenon is. So like I said at the beginning of today's broadcast, if you think about the concept of electricity and the resistance that's required, that's what we have in politics. But it's also religion in a sense. And again, the video that we're listening to is politics and religion, one and the same. Question mark, get on the Trump train or else. And this is another video from the Magical Mystery Church YouTube channel. But this video, I think, is a good companion with one of her other recent videos, which is titled Clay Clark and the Reawakening is Externalization of the Hierarchy. I think that's absolutely true. And so we probably will get to that one today as well. But before we can do that, we obviously have to get through the first one. So we should probably do that. Can we get back to the clip that we started in the first segment, please?
On to the New Testament in many ways. They made errors as well. We shouldn't just agree with everything the early church said or did. The Bible is our authority. And where the early church departed from Scripture, we are always to go with Scripture. These early Christian writers were not inspired and they are not authoritative, but they were dedicated disciples of Jesus and they were knowledgeable students of Scripture with very strong convictions, convictions they were often willing to die for. They also lived in a time and culture not far removed from the New Testament itself. Their opinions aren't authoritative, but we should still pay attention to what they had to say and carefully consider their words. This is especially true in those areas where we find all of the early Christians speaking on a subject unified in agreement with one another. Polycarp, 69-155, Smyrna. Perhaps the earliest post-New Testament indication of the church's relationship to government from the martyrdom of Polycarp. Read chapter 9 and 10 here. Polycarp was personally taught by the Apostle John and was an elder at the church of Smyrna. As he faced martyrdom, he was given a simple request. Swear by the fortune of Caesar. Swear, and I will set thee at liberty. Polycarp responded to this request in the following words. 86 years have I served him, and he never did me any injury. How, then, can I blaspheme my King and Savior? According to John's disciple, Polycarp, to swear an oath of allegiance to the fortune of Caesar was to blaspheme against King Jesus.
I swear allegiance to Donald Trump.
Yet even while facing death, Polycarp went on to respond further. To thee I have thought it right to offer an account of my faith, for we are taught to give all due honor, which entails no injury to ourselves, to the powers and authorities which are ordained of God. Even though Polycarp refused to swear his allegiance to Caesar, He was committed to continually showing honor and to governing powers and authorities. Justin Martyr, 100-165, Rome. Justin Martyr wrote a defense of Christianity to the emperor, explaining that while Christians do not encourage open rebellion against the emperor, there are limitations to what services they can offer. And everywhere, we more readily than all men endeavor to pay those appointed by you the taxes, both ordinary and extraordinary, as we have been taught by him. Whence to God alone we render worship, but in other things we gladly serve you. But if you pay no regard to our prayers and frank explanations, we shall suffer no loss, since we believe, or rather indeed are persuaded, that every man will suffer punishment in eternal fire according to the merit of his deed. From Justin Martyr's apology, we observe, when Christians are unhappy with the unsound judgments of their rulers, they are not to rebel against them. Rather, they are to continue to gladly serve them. If Christians want to positively influence their rulers towards sound judgment, they may offer prayers and frank explanations. If these prayers and explanations are not sufficient to bring about positive change, they are to have confidence that God will hold their rulers accountable with a punishment of eternal fire. Tertullian, 160-220, Carthage. Tertullian was one of the most prolific and well-respected early Christian writers. In his treatise on idolatry, Tertullian wrote, "He, Jesus, exercised no right of power, even over his own followers, to whom he discharged menial ministry. If, in short, though conscious of his own kingdom, he shrank back from being made king. He, in the fullest manner, gave his own an example for turning coldly from all the pride and garb, as well of dignity as of power. For if they were to be used, who would rather have used them than the Son of God? What kind and what number of fasces would escort him? What kind of purple would bloom from his shoulders? What kind of gold would beam from his head? Had he not judged the glory of the world to be alien both to himself and to his disciples?" According to Tertullian, if Jesus had wanted to hold earthly political office, he would have achieved the greatest honors any king has ever known. Yet Jesus rejected the opportunity to become an earthly king. In so doing, Jesus set an example that all Christians should follow. Tertullian went on in the same chapter to describe political power as an enemy of God. "Therefore, what he was unwilling to accept, he has rejected. What he rejected, he has condemned. What he has condemned, he has counted as part of the devil's pomp. For he would not have condemned things except such as were not his, but things which are not God's can be no other but the devil's. If you have forsworn the devil's pomp, know that whatever you touch is idolatry. Let even this fact help to remind you that all the powers and dignities of this world are not only alien to, but enemies of God." In another place, as Tertullian was writing in defense of Christianity, Tertullian observed that the testimony of Jesus was so convincing that even the Caesars themselves would have believed. The Caesars, however, were prevented from accepting Christianity because they understood that Christians cannot be Caesars. Quote, "The Caesars, too, would have believed on Christ if either the Caesars had not been necessary for the world, or if Christians could have been Caesars." Unquote.
Run.
There's just one name that can keep you out of hell, and it's the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
That's probably a bit much for this broadcast. Maybe not. It's a Monday. Who knows? That ending, that is. But there you go. I mean, that's a bit of perspective on what's going on. And, you know, that is a sort of counter to, as I said earlier, the Patriot Church contingent. There's nothing particularly wrong with being patriotic, but I think we are largely misled. And again, Ezra Pound's famous quote, "The technique of infamy is creating two lies and getting you arguing heatedly over which one is true." And that's it. And that's why I keep saying that we have a very checkered past in America. I think behooves us, if we're going to dive into the history, to really, really dive deeply into the history. If you're going to do it, not for the sake of knowledge or wisdom or anything like that, but just to try to understand and not be deceived, our history is very controversial. And has there been a flock? I think so. But there have been wolves hiding and masquerading in sheep's clothing. And a lot of those guys that we have been encouraged to revere, maybe we've revered too highly, deists are not Christians. And it's getting to a point where the externalization of the hierarchy is in full view. And we all need to figure out where we're at with that. Jesus himself said, "He who does not gather with me scatters." There is no middle ground. So, you know, there's a big, the ecumenical push is trying to weld all groups together. That pulls into view politics. The Lucius Trust contingent, the Theosophical contingent, also wants people to be politically and spiritually or religiously active. But you're not supposed to know who Jesus Christ is and the significance of him for your life. You're not supposed to know who the Holy Spirit is and the power of the Holy Spirit. I think most of the time with this so-called patriot, so-called church contingent, the Holy Spirit is quenched because everyone is walking in their own strength, in their own name, or someone else's name, which gets to my question. Who's in charge? Who decides? It all hinges on that two-part question. Who's in charge? Who decides? And it should be a rhetorical question. If you are a Christian, dare I say, you know, if you're an American, many people would argue that America was founded as a Christian nation. If that were true, then the question, who's in charge, who decides, should be rhetorical. And the answer would always be the Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and so on and so on. It would be a given. But that's not the case. And the Lucius Trust, Theosophical contingent, has openly discussed, you know, you read things like the externalization of the hierarchy or initiation human and solar, for example, received works credited to Alice Bailey, for example, or you read Blavatsky's stuff. These people want everyone to be politically active and religiously active and to, you know, to raise the consciousness and awareness of everyone, which is very similar language to what you hear a lot of Pentecostal folks saying, obviously, the New Apostolic Reformation folks, but even a lot of the Southern Baptist folks, a lot of people are saying the same thing. So what does that mean? Subscribing to things and they don't even know what they're subscribing to. They have not investigated further, and they certainly haven't squared those things with Scripture. And I don't mean that in a Masonic way. I mean it in the sense that maybe we should double check and verify, like the Bereans of Acts 17:11. You know, search the Scriptures and see if these things be true. Search daily. And that's the best way, really, to see to it that you be not deceived. Cross-reference with Scripture and then check in with the Holy Spirit. But, you know, that's one of the biggest concerns, I think, that we have in America today. Everyone walking in their own strength, a sort of Gnostic pursuit. you look in 1 Corinthians 1 and you see Paul talking about how Jews search for a sign and Greeks seek wisdom. And that's America today, trying to operate in our own strength. If we just had enough knowledge, if we just had enough information, if we just had the right answers to questions, if we could just get out in front of the liminal warfare space that is in full effect, then you know what, we could solve this problem. That's not true. The truth is, it's a spiritual battle. Just like we're told in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 and Ephesians 6, it's a spiritual battle. And that's where the front lines of the battle are. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Welcome back. All right, so final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And during the first and second to last segments of today's broadcast, we listened to the video, the YouTube video by the channel Magical Mystery Church, the video titled "Politics and Religion, One and the Same? Get on the Trump Train or Else." And if you're paying attention, you can see the two sides being drawn apart. There's so much that goes into this. You know, again, at the opening of each broadcast these days for quite some time now, we have played the intro from the Hating Breitbart documentary, Andrew Breitbart. And that's one side of this conflict. So there's conflict brewing. You think of things like Samuel P. Huntington's Clash of Civilizations. He wrote the book on the subject, but the discussion dates back at least 100 years or more before Huntington wrote the book. Fukuyama continued the discussion, a disciple of Huntington acolyte. And so, you know, Fukuyama wrote books like The End of History and The Last Man, and Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. This is all the same discussion. We can throw in, you know, again, I mentioned some of the Lucius Trust stuff, the theosophical contingent. That's where it really sort of, in the context that Lark has been telling us for quite some time, you know, drawing from the incredible work and research of others, the syncretistic impulse, the convergence theory, I would say, you know, that all converges in Babylonian mystery religion territory in Genesis chapter 11, the reinvigoration of the Tower of Babel and finishing the great unfinished work. That's what the Great Reset is really all about. That's what we see happening. You know, you think of Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871. And those forces that Pike outlined in his letter are exactly what were in view and discussed during the first hour of today's broadcast. So there are some big pieces to the puzzle. We'll probably play another clip to sort of round this discussion out in the second hour. Coming up, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.